I know someone out there listening is going to enjoy this next cut of music, not because they haven't heard it before, but I think actually because they have. That, of course, is the incomparable voice of Mario Lanza, the Italian, actually the American tenor, who everybody thought was pure Italian. Well, he was Italian through and through, but he was an American through and through as well. Voice Silence, very young, sing a great version of that song. I love it. Just like with Bings, you go from the Latin to the English. My dad always liked that. At Midnight Mass, the Adeste Fidelis. Oh, come all ye faithful. And I know somebody was listening to this a lot yesterday and doesn't mind hearing it again. Our good friend, Regional Psychological Services, Dr. John Braccio. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Dave. And yes, I did mention to you that that happens to be a version of that song that I just love, the way Mario Lanza sings that. So very good. Didn't know you were going to put that on.
But it's a classic. Good. Yeah, no, it is.
It's a classic.
It is a classic. And he had such an amazing voice. This is, for many people, an amazing time of year, and for others, it's a rough time of year, and a mixture in our society, Doc, of the religious and the secular, and for some, they don't look at it as anything. It is, it's hard to navigate that field sometimes, but for people who do believe, it's a very sacred time.
Well, when you look at 80% of the country now, okay, is Christian out of 315. We're looking at some huge numbers, okay? We have 5% non-Christian, and about 15% doesn't adhere to any religion. But when you're looking at those vast numbers, and as someone who spends quite a bit of time in Miami, I will guarantee you that the immigrants, the persons coming in from South America, boy, that's a heavily Roman Catholic incense, holy water, traditional mass back from the Italian parish that I went through, very similar to that. So it is a great holiday, okay? It's a great Christian holiday. It's a national holiday. It's the one time Meijer closes, okay, in Walmart.
Right. It's true.
So, but, and it's a family time, okay? Now, I realize when people are suffering and having a hard time, these are very difficult times. I think that is true, and we need to reach out and be helpful to people. And with that said, it's also a time that people get together. We'll have a large number, probably 30 more people at our home, celebrating family, you know, in terms of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And just, it's a time of year, you know, where it can be a cultural thing, but certainly it is, if you're a Christian, it is the celebration of Christ coming to earth, you know, the Prince of Peace and coming and trying to make the world better, trying to, in effect, save persons. Now, not trying to turn it into a church-type thing, but it is a giant, a really big day. And to me, the golden rule, do unto others you have them do unto you, that is certainly, to me, the message. If we can pick that up and try to live by that, not, certainly not all humans and certainly not all Christians
no,
live
that's
by that
right.
rule. But it's a good standard to try to live by. And when you grew up and when I grew up, and we still try to carry on the traditions of the Christmas day, and I just think it's a beautiful, wonderful day, whether one's Christian or not. It's a great day of celebration.
I try. I don't do as well as my dad and mom did, but, you know, every generation tries, and then we lose a little something in the translation. You know, there's something about, though, the holiday that even to those who aren't a part of the faith, I mean, you can be a part of the faith, and then you could say also, Doc, well, it doesn't quite, you know, measure up to what it was, but to others, they understand the symbolism and significance, and I'm going to, you know, we're going to hear more in later in this hour from Berlin, the horrible attack yesterday. It's not
yes.
a secret that this person picked in a nominally secular country like Germany, very secular, hard to find a working church in Berlin, and yet they picked a Christmas market. You could run into a crowd everywhere, but you picked a Christmas market in front of the Kaiser Wilhelm Church, which is a memorial
yes.
to war. That was, to me, someone didn't just happen upon that. Okay, so
no.
the way that the holiday symbolizes this birth and something with Christians, it also, to those who are not and who would do ill, and certainly, thank God, many don't, but for those who do, they see that. out there. It has power, and it has resonance.
I think you're right, Dave. Also, the San Bernardino situation, you know, a year ago, that was another situation around the holiday time, around the, you know, the Christmas. My feeling is, you know, there's no place for hate, okay, on a religious holiday. I don't care if it's Ramadan. I don't care if it's Hanukkah. I don't care if it's Christmas,
sure,
Easter. These are times of celebration. These are times that people, you know, we don't have to adhere to the beliefs, but it's a time to be respectful and be aware of the spirituality that really hundreds of millions of people have. And to me, when I think of Christmas, that's the tradition that I grew up in. It's the tradition that we adhere to, okay, not being perfect. That's not really my point. I'm just saying it's a time that you aim to examine who you are and you try to be a better person. You work on that. And if you can use the image of Christ and the belief that he came with the idea of saving us, this type of thing, then I think it can make it a wonderful holiday and a wonderful spiritual day for you. And I think if a person's a non-Christian, they can do the same type thing. See the majesty, the belief, the wonder. And I believe if we work on being tolerant, working at being better persons, do unto others as have them do unto you, then Christmas can really be a relevant day far beyond just what it means to an individual. But as I mentioned earlier, when we know people are lonely, they're sad, that they remember Christmas past when they had happier times, I think if ever we can reach out, we can talk to people, we can be aware of, invite someone over, I think it's a wonderful thing, and it represents the Christmas time, and it represents good deeds and doing unto others you have them do unto you. I really believe that very strongly.
It's very that's very well said. And so all I'll add to that is ditto. I like all of that. no, it's good. No, I agree. I hope and pray that you're right. I mean, that would be a wonderful thing. Unfortunately, we don't see enough of that in the world, but aiming for it, that should always be our lofty goal. We'll send you out here with some, let's bring some of that back in. You know, Doc, my dad used to say, you know, we go to midnight mass, right? And nowadays, you can go to midnight mass really starting after like 4:35 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve. We didn't have any of that. There was none of that. We're going to mass at midnight. Doesn't matter if you're dragging. We're out there, and we're listening to the whole music program through it. And then you get back, and I still, those are vivid, vivid memories. And the Latin part, too, at the Latin mass. He never let go of that for years and years, finally did. But my goodness, that was the big deal. Had to be the Latin mass at Blessed Sacrament in Seattle. I wish you a Merry Christmas, Doc.
Merry Christmas to you, Dave, and your wonderful family.
Same to you. Enjoy. We'll have more of the morning wake up. We'll send you out with a little more Mario Lanza. It's hard to beat. And he switches over to English here, so we'll keep it in the vernacular. This is 1320 WILS.
Joyful and true.